here at World Dairy Expo, I'm speaking with Don Benick, who is the 2010 World Dairy Expo Dairyman of the Year and just happens to be from my home state of Florida. He's in Belle, Florida, and he is managing one of the largest U.S. registered Holstein herds. And, well, Don, because I'm familiar with the dairy industry in Florida, having been there myself, tell me a little bit about some of the challenges and opportunities that there is in dairying in the Sunshine State.
Sure. Major challenges would be dealing with the heat and humidity and some of the effects of that. Essentially, in the summer, we're a tropical rainforest climate, and anyone milking cows and aware of, even in very northern climates, what it's like when that heat wave comes through. Well, we deal with that heat wave for 4 months of the year, and it's quite a challenge to learn how to get proper cow comfort under those conditions. And with forages raised in a hot, humid climate, generally you'll find the digestibility of the fiber drops. So putting up quality forages, both because of the problems with the lignin in the forage, and obviously anybody that's tried to put up hay and when there's rain every day is well aware of the challenges. This also affects our corn silage, but we've learned through the years to pretty well overcome most of these problems, but they we've seen people move to the state and leave after dealing with it, that it can beat you up if you're not used to dealing with adversity.
Well, what is the status of right now? Is, of course, Florida is a big population state. How are you dealing with the environmental regulations right now in the state?
We have to have basically our permits and so forth that meet pretty tough requirements, monitoring wells and so forth. It varies quite a lot on whether you're talking about North Florida or South Florida as to the regulations. In Northern Florida, our problems that are monitored would be the nitrates because of the concern being groundwater, whereas in South Florida, the big concern is phosphates because of their canals and things and their concerns with surface water. But I would expect that both regions will find more and more monitoring of the other nutrient. But there is a real significant group of environmental regulations. Probably a well-known name in environmental circles is Carol Browner. She was head of EPA in Florida, has carried and currently carries like positions in our federal system.
Well, I think your agriculture and the dairy industry in particular in Florida has been pretty proactive in terms of developing best management practices to deal with, you know, those kind of the environmental issues particular to state.
Yes, that's true. And I think most of the dairymen who thought they were crazy at first now understand why we have the regulations. The big thing is to be sure that the regulations we have are really accomplishing what they're set out to do. There's sometimes when we get people with limited background making or inspecting that lose some of the credibility, but when we deal with qualified people, they're generally our satisfactory resolutions.
Well, now you talked about, of course, Florida's humid and hot climate pretty much year-round, and the need to improve and develop cow comfort technologies. And I suppose a lot of that has helped producers in other parts of the country dealing with their couple of months of hot weather.
Yes, and in fact, it would, and we probably have one of the most famous dairy engineers in the world located in Gainesville, and many people are using him. He would be bringing many of the people from around the country and around the world to Florida to see our systems before they put them in. And yes, a fair number of the dairymen in Florida have come up with some systems that make the cows pretty darn comfortable in the summer.
Well, tell me about also an international trainee program. Tell me about that.
We generally have 8 to 10 students from all over the world at the farm. They pretty much all have a four-year degree or a veterinary degree when they come. They stay with us for a year. They're in training in each department for the first 6 to 7 months that they're with us. The last part of the time, they're more specialized, but it's largely dairy herd management training. They learn by being in each department and being there with the workers, what that department does, how it functions, and once they've gone through all the departments, they have a good understanding of how they work together and how they function as a whole and why they have to function as a whole. And this is a lot of the principles of managing a large dairy is being sure that you have balance, that every department is properly run.
Well, Don, I should have asked you at the very beginning to give me a little bit of your background and tell me more about your operation.
Sure. I grew up in western New York. My family did not have a farm or a dairy, and I started out very young. I'm talking 10, 11, 12 years old, working for other farmers in the area. Started building my own little herd. In fact, started keeping them in the family garage at first, but as I was working for other farmers, got access to their barns, and because I was there working and taking care of their animals and mine every day, and the herd gradually grew through junior high school, and managed to maintain it through college. And upon graduating from Cornell, rented a little 35-cow tie stall barn and got a little farmer's home loan and just started growing cow by cow. When I outgrew that facility, rented a 65-cow tie stall barn, and then managed to buy a real nice plot of land with nothing but a house on it. And a couple years later, talked the bank into building a 100 or financing a 125-cow freestall, and went through that. And then in 1980, 30 years ago, made the move to Florida.
Now, what made you decide to go to Florida?
Actually, while I was milking and dairying during the 70s, I also ended up going to law school and ended up in milking cows and practicing law at the same time, and they were a horrible combination, and was in Florida on a case and looking for an escape, and it looked like where I wanted to be.
Well, having a 135-cow operation in New York and a 3,000-cow operation in Florida is two totally different things, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a lot of similarities. Whenever you got cows, you got troubles. and managing people, it's a as you grow, the probably the biggest change, and that's one of the things that in growing cow by cow is you have to develop your own talents at managing people and learning how to educate your workforce is probably the number one talent you have to develop in yourself to make it work.
Well, very interesting. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on being named the 2010 World Dairy Expo Dairyman of the Year.
Thank you very much, Cindy.
At World Dairy Expo, I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.